You know, in South Vietnam, the Saigon government has these enormous media resources for shaping the public mind. But the National Liberation Front combats those media resources very effectively by what they call Ri Tai Dong Bao, which means whisper in the ear of your compatriots. So when they want to send a message, they ask people to whisper in the ear of a friend and tell them what's happening, and then ask them to pass it on. And that kind of person-to-person communication has greater impact than the media does.
Well, hopefully we've whispered into a lot of ears, or done more so. And thanks very much for sharing your experiences with us.
You've just heard an interview with John Champlin, who's a doctor who spent several years in Vietnam. Ngo Ba Thanh, who was referred to in the program, is the head of the Women's Movement to Defend the Right to Live. She was released from prison in late September of this year after having spent over 2 years in prison, many months of those on a hunger strike. She's now under house arrest and is not able to communicate with the press. She did, however, make a brief statement at the time of her release. At that time, she said, "It's so wonderful to see people, listen to birds, feel rain. But even when I was imprisoned, my head was free and I played the role I felt I must to influence the future of my country. Now that my body is no longer in jail, I will continue to play that role. I want all political prisoners released immediately. There are thousands of them."